From SciWorks in Winston-Salem, I'm Sean Fitzmaurice, and this is SciWorks Radio. It is the job of scientists to collect data and examine evidence. But what do you do when your dinosaur research leads to a discovery that isn't possible, according to conventional wisdom? Dr. Mary Higby Schweitzer, biology faculty at NC State University in Raleigh, made this kind of discovery, but instead of giving up and leaving it a mystery, she set out to disprove common knowledge.
Bone is protein plus mineral. The mineral makes it hard, the protein makes it flexible. Conventional wisdom states that all the protein degrades over 65 million years, and so all you have are minerals. And if you remove the minerals, you have nothing, right? Makes sense? Except for we removed the minerals and we had flexible, stretchy tissue. The more we dug into that, we began to see what looked like blood vessels. If we've got this stuff in more than one specimen, what is it? What's it made of? How does it compare with modern material? Has it been changed over time? Can we get any ideas of who these guys are related to at the molecular level and how evolution progressed?
Dr. Schweitzer had stumbled upon the impossible: soft tissue in dinosaur fossils preserved for more than 65 million years. Was this possible? Was this a fluke?
If you have a really neat phenomenon that you observe in science and it's only a one-time thing, it really doesn't have any value. So we did a survey. We started with modern chicken bone.
Birds are modern dinosaurs. Learn more about dinosaurs in your backyard on WFDD.org.
We found four components in the bone: blood vessels, collagen, protein, bone cells, and blood cells. So we worked our way back in time. We did a 1,000-year-old specimen, a 10-million-year-old specimen. Then the oldest specimen we looked at was a teeny tiny fragment of Triassic bone. We found three out of the four materials, at least, in about half of the specimens we looked at. We looked at about 35-ish. And they were different taxa, continents, depositional settings, sizes, different everything. And so it's not that uncommon.
So not only is soft material in dinosaur fossils possible, but it's common. Why?
When we look at some of these soft tissue materials using different analytical techniques, there's always an iron spike. And so we thought, well, that makes sense. You know, I mean, blood vessels contain red blood cells, and red blood cells contain hemoglobin, and hemoglobin contains iron. So maybe what we're seeing is iron that, once the red blood cells lysed upon death, got deposited on the vessel walls. So we took modern ostrich blood vessels that we took from bone, soaked them in hemoglobin, and they're still sitting at room temperature in my lab 4 years later with no changes. The ones that we didn't treat with hemoglobin were completely gone in about 3-4 days. So we think iron plays a big role in initially stabilizing the material against degradation.
The iron hypothesis is currently the best explanation, but there are challenges, and the most extreme come from some who see this as proof that dinosaurs lived not millions of years ago, but hundreds. So really, what evidence do we have to support dinosaurs as ancient animals?
If you look at all the evidence from astronomy and geology and sedimentology and biology and evolution and molecular biology, it's very consistent. The simplest explanation is we have a lot of evidence for an ancient Earth. In the most ancient rocks, we don't have vertebrates. And then they show up, and then they get more and more complex as you go up the sedimentary column in time. Where they're at in the sediment column has been well dated. The overwhelming evidence is that these guys were very old, but not as old as some fossils that we have. What we are supposed to do as scientists is question everything and never, never, never accept anything because someone said so or because everybody knows. Show me the data. That's what I want to see. And if your data says what you claim it to say, I'm good at that until some more data comes along. That's what science is all about. You cannot prove somebody right. However, that's not the job of science. Science is to disprove. And if you can't disprove something, then it's supported. But it's not proven. That's not our job.
Hear this program again and read the transcript at WFDD.org. SciWorks Radio is a production of SciWorks and WFDD. Music by Storyman.